Good morning. My guest this morning is Lois Pearlman, writer, performer, and artist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to give you your due.
Yeah.
So you are doing a play, a one-woman play that you wrote yourself called Last of the Red Hot Tenants. And as it says here on my page, the true saga of rent control housing heroine Jean Herman. Talk about, what is that
okay,
about?
Okay, so Jean, and back in the 1980s, M. Jean Herman was a real person. She's no longer with us. And she was living on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Developers, the Coen Brothers Realty Corporation, bought out the whole block, and they ultimately tore it down and put up a 31-story office building, which is still there. But because rent control was so strong in New York City, mm-hmm. unlike San Francisco, unfortunately, they could not make her leave. And they kept offering her more and more and more money. Ultimately, from what I have read, $800,000, she refused to leave. She made it became her thing in life.
Uh-huh.
She was not going, she loved her neighborhood, even though all of her neighbors had already left. She refused to leave her neighborhood. And so what happened is that they had to build their 31-story high rise around her third floor walk up, and it is still
great.
There. Her apartment is still there with the stairwell up to the third floor.
So you are playing this person,
Jean, and all the other characters she encounters along the way.
And I take it you're soliloquizing some, but also, as you say, playing multiple characters?
Yeah, there are some scenes. There are some two-person scenes.
Uh-huh.
There are some telephone calls. There are some letters. And there are some what you'd call soliloquies.
Yeah. How long ago did you start writing this?
Oh, about 2.5 years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I was told by somebody, it takes about 2.5 years, and he was right.
Yeah. Is there going to be another performance? This is only one performance.
Well, this is only the first performance. So yesterday I arranged for a second performance.
Oh, great. Okay.
It will be at the Blue Door Gallery on Main Street in Guerneville on October 14th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
But that's not on the press release
because
this just happened yesterday.
Right.
And my goal, of course, is to do the show a lot of places.
Right.
Because it's very topical, and Jean was a fascinating woman.
Well, it seems that, if you can just do it a few times here and there, you're bound to raise interest in it in New York.
Oh, New York.
I mean,
funny you should mention that. Yeah.
Funny, right.
Yeah. Actually, somebody at some point said, oh, my son could probably get this to New York. And I'm still sort of waiting. But But that's my goal, to get some traction on this play. And so doing it in a classroom and at the Occidental Center for the Arts is a very soft opening. However, my daughter went to elementary school there, so it's very close to my heart.
Great.
Yeah.
Is this then a premiere?
It is a world premiere.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. How nice for it to be at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
I think so, yeah.
I just think the Occidental Center for the Arts it's sort of emblematic of all that's good about small village art centers throughout the United States.
Yeah, and Doris Murphy, who founded it, and that was her dream. She was a friend of mine.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so it feels wonderful to be able to do it there.
Great.
Yeah.
People should probably make reservations
for
this.
I'm guessing.
Right.
Yes.
So I'll tell people that the way to do it is to call 874-9392. That's the main number for the Occidental Center for the Arts. And you can also go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Actually, when you look at that, it looks like Occidental Center for the Hearts, which is kind of nice, really.
Yeah.
So who knows? You may be taking this to all sorts of different venues in the next little while.
That would be my cherished dream.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we all root for you, and we've always loved the work that you have done around here.
Well, thank you.
And wish you the best of success.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.